6. 6 Music. This morning from 2, introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Mike Joyce in for Guy Garvey.
Book. It's so much more worthwhile being a songsmith, crook, studied at Penn That is, of course, James with Him from a Village. And they're on tour in April next week, next year, in fact, with Echo and the Bunnymen to promote their career-spanning box set. And they're playing all the Enomo domes across the UK. Before that, you heard a bit of Magazine with Shot by Both Sides, which is probably one of my favourite records that Britain's ever produced. OK, well, of course, this is Guy Garvey's show, but it's not Guy Garvey, it's me, Mike Joyce, and I'm with you for the next 2 hours, bringing you plenty of new material, some classics as well, and some future classics as well, I reckon. We've also got four tracks from the Blueprint Sessions, featuring Johnny Bramwell, Zulu Winter, Jim Noir and Alt J as well, and also a world exclusive from Dutch Uncles, the B-side of Festo, which I think is on the Six Music playlist as we speak. And I've always got a bit of a dilemma when I play, when I'm standing for Guy Garvey, because of course it's 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and I always think, well, it's Sunday night, people are chilling out and stuff. And so what I'm going to be doing is we're going to have it a bit noisy and a bit rackety of the first hour, and then we'll just sort of blend it in into the last chilled hour. So yeah, stick with us for the next couple of hours, and let's have some everything with Cough Cough.
Cough, cough, yeah, cough, so, cough, 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 wait a second, cough, cough, yeah, cough, cough, so, cough, 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 wait a second, cough, cough,
yeah, cough, so, cough, wait a second. Whispering into my eardrums, and it's telling me that I want more.
eureka moment hits you like a cop car. And you wake up just head and shoulders in a glass jar.
That is Everything, Everything with Cough Cough, and that's from that album coming out in next year. It is coming out to Ark, and that'll be the follow-up to Man Alive. And I saw them live in Manchester a few weeks ago. Absolutely brilliant. And I know that I saw them earlier on this year, yeah, and they were introduced some of the new material, and it was sounding great then, and it's sounding, it was awesome. So get a chance to go and see them. Please do, because you won't be disappointed, and I'm really looking forward to hearing Ark. Right, let's have some Moon Duo with When You Cut. is Moon Duo with When You Cut. Fantastic tune, that, isn't it? And I've been told that we might be getting them in for a session here at Six Music in the near future. I think they're an offshoot of Wooden Ships. Are they not? Or Wooden Ships, depending on how you want to pronounce it. But it's a great tune that we're just talking about. Sounds a bit clinic-y as well, doesn't it? Clinic the band, that is. And also, it reminds me a little bit of Julian Cope, a bit of early Julian Cope. Anyway, yeah, Lonerism, Tame Impala's new album. Fantastic new album that's come out. And I heard this remix that came out not long ago. In fact, there's a few remixes from other stablemates of Tame Impala, and I was very impressed with this, and I thought, well, why not play it for you? And this is Elephant, and this is the Ted Rundgren remix, not Todd Rundgren. That's what I've just renamed him. Ted Rundgren remix.
Here he comes.
That is Tame Impala, or that is the Todd Rundgren remix of Elephant, or Ted Rundgren, as I've decided to call him now. And I saw them at the Ritz about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I must admit I was a little bit disappointed. Maybe my expectations were too great, really. They were absolutely massive, because I saw them at the Ruby Lounge in Manchester last year sometime, tiny little venue, and I was just thought, you know, in a big venue, this will be absolutely stunning. And I was a little bit disappointed. And earlier on in the year, I'd seen Pond, which is the bass player and the drummer, the rhythm section from Tame Impala, and he was the bass player was actually fronting the band, and I was kind of a bit more impressed with them, really. A bit more stage presence, but I mean, great album and great songs. All right, we're gonna have some Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse coming up after this trail.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place where you can hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve Lamacq gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
You get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone! This will save the economies of the West!
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up! Just buy it!
This is 6 Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamacq.
Radcliffe and McConey.
High Octane, yeah. Double Act Interplay.
Mark Riley on 6 Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Coe.
This is BBC Radio.
6 Music. Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
Good Lord, that's Mr. Scary himself, Iggy Pop, and that's Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse, taken from the album Dark Night of the Soul. And you need to get hold of that album if you haven't already. Some great collaborations on there, Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips, Julian Casablancas from the Strokes, and loads of others. Okay, it's time for the Blueprint Session, and this is the first of the four tracks I'm going to be playing from the Blueprint Sessions today. This is Alt J with Breeze Blocks.
She may continue.
me hush, runaways older, time slowly grows and breeze blows. Cedarzine, your fevers grip me again, never kisses, or do you ever send our full stops? Do you know where the wild things go? They go along to take your army. La 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 la, right down I we, but I better stand and say my love, love, love. Pistol shell, so the diamond slowly goes and grease blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, 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 la 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 la. Muscle to muscle, toe to toe, the fear is gripping, but if I go, my heart sings as I jump up, your anger's and as my older, down slowly blows and breeze blows. Germany, this effect I see, my love, my love, love, love. But please don't go, I love you so, my love.
That is Alt J, and that's the first of your Blueprint sessions tonight. We've got to three more coming up in the next hour or so. Zulu Winter, Jim Noir, and Johnny Bramwell on the way. I'm Mike Joyce, standing in for Guy Garvey, and this is The Bodines with Therese.
I've come to
Bodines with Therese. Now, this next band artist, I don't know, Eccentric Finns, that's what I'm going to call them. Well, they're from Finland, so I'm allowed to. But yeah, they drive me mad, and I've been a big fan of them for about 5 or 6 years. I don't think they've ever toured, and I don't know why. I can't understand why, because they sound absolutely fantastic. And nothing more frustrating than a band that doesn't really tour that much. I mean, I can understand it if they were kind of being very choosy about where they were playing, but no gigs at all. That's not good at all. Anyway, I'm going to play you a track from their album, the new album, Queen of the Wave. This is Pepe Deluxe with A Night and a Day. That is Pepper Deluxe with A Night and a Day from their album Queen of the Wave. And I was just thinking then, I suppose if they're just a duo, then of course it's not going to be that easy to be able to tour something with such complexity as that. And if you're familiar with the album, you know exactly what I mean, because it's all, there's a lot of loops flying in and such like. But, you know, hey, come on, just get a band together. I'd just be there grooving just to the stripped down version, if it was me. Anyway, I'm going to play you a bit of No Ceremony, a band that's just come up on my radar last few months. Right, coming up after this trail.
Okay. Are we ascending?
Yeah.
The Beatles did it in Savile Row in 1970. U2 did it on top of a liquor store in Los Angeles in 1987. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. No, me, Sean Keaveney of the Six Music Breakfast Show. I'm about to follow in those hallowed rock and roll footsteps by going up on top of the roof of Six Music.
On this megaphone!
And shout from the rooftops just how wonderful the breakfast show is. I want to tell the world!
Sean, we can't go up there. We haven't filled out a health and safety form.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Almost shouting it from the rooftops.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music. Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
Can you let me leave this place?
That is No Ceremony with Feel So Low. And you can catch them on the 10th of December at St Pancras Church in that London. And I know that they're taking a break from recording to do that gig, and I know why. Because I was in the studio with them, recording with them. And I met up with them in the studio. They told me that they'd had a couple of guests on their album. Joey Santiago from the Pixies had played on it. And they asked me if I'd like to guest on the album. In fact, I think I probably put myself forward before they even asked me. So I put them in a bit of a difficult position. Anyway, went to the studio with them and recorded it's a wonderful song anyway, and I gave my Tup Nate Meworth to it, which was a little bit daunting, I must admit, not playing the drums for a couple of years, but it was a great experience, and that album is going to be a stonker. That'll be out next year, and keep your eyes out for those ones. That's No Ceremony. Right, so you know that track by Midlake, Roscoe, absolutely beautiful, isn't it? Well, could it get any more beautiful? Well, I think the Beyond the Wizard's Sleeves remix has done. Here it is.
BBC Six Music.
Fast forward button.
3.
Rewind button.
4.
Record button.
5.
Complicated music button.
6.
Long wave button.
7.
Short wave button.
8.
Hey, are you waving at me button?
9.
Pause button.
10.
Continuous play button.
11.
Noise reduction button.
12.
Good morning button.
13.
Good afternoon button.
14.
Piss off button.
15.
Reset button.
16.
Repeat button.
17.
Repeat button.
18.
Flirt button.
19.
Automatic flash unit.
20.
Automatic focus unit.
21.
Built-in timer.
22.
Built-in memory.
23.
Low battery indicator.
24.
Built-in violence.
25.
Ooh, just to shorten that button.
26.
Quiet button. Shh.
27.
Turn it up button.
28.
Remote control.
29.
Cloud control.
30.
I'll give you everything you dreamed of button.
31.
Stop button.
Indeed. That is a streamer featuring Private Thoughts in Public, and that's from the album that's heard on radio. So what's on that start button? And before that, we had Midlake with Roscoe, and that's Beyond the Wizard Sleeves remix. Rather wonderful it is too. Now, there was a film that came out in 1902. Don't worry, I've written this down. It's not all upstairs. The very first sci-fi film, I think, that was ever made. Le Voyage dans la Lune, which means Trip to the Moon. And it was in black and white, and in 1993, are we all sitting comfortably for this? Everyone's pricked up their ears a little bit. In 1993, they found the colour plates for it in a bin. They're all completely decomposed, and it took them 11 years to remaster it and restore it. And Air, the band, the French band, have done a little soundtrack to it. And you've got to go and have a look at this film. You'll know it when you see it. It's the one with the big man in the moon, and there's a big rocket stuck in its head. But you'll know which one it is when you see it. But this is the track from the from that film. I think it's only about 15 minutes long, so the film track isn't that long. But anyway, this is Air. With Seven Stars, featuring Legrand from Beach House, which I'm going to be playing for some Beach House a little bit later on, and that's coming up right now.
seconds in counting. 15 seconds. 12 11 10. Ignition sequence starts. 6 5 4 3 2 1 0.
Music.
You wake up, you're on fire, light a candle.
That is Cloud Control with There's Nothing in the Water We Can't Fight. You're listening to Guy Garvey's show, and of course, you may have guessed, Guy Garvey's not here with me, Mike Joyce, for the next hour. And as I told you in the last hour, we have a Dutch Uncles World exclusive, or so I've been told, from the forthcoming album Out of Touch in the Wild. This is Queenie.
Is it any wonder I was tired of the sight? Never ending soul in your eyes. It's better cold than letting go. Something I should know.
The rather wonderful Dutch Uncles with Queenie, and that's only available at the moment as a B-side on the vinyl of the current single Festa. And they've got a tour coming up in February of next year that you need to go and see. If you've not seen Dutch Uncles yet, then please do. They're an amazing recording band, but live they're stunning, and I just kind of stand there always kind of jaw on the floor, absolutely gobsmacked. Great players and great people too, which helps. Okay, I'm going to play you the second of the Blueprint sessions now. We've already had a bit of Alt-J. I'm going to play a bit of Zulu at Winter, and this is People That You Must Remember. Stunning, that, isn't it? Absolutely wonderful stuff. That is Zulu Winter with People That You Must Remember, and that's the second of your Blueprint Sessions. This evening, I think we'll play another couple of tracks from the Blueprint Sessions a little bit later on. Okay, I'm going to play you now some First Aid Kit, a beautiful track called The Lion's Roar.
Preach. to, it will lead you back to me. Children's tale, the lonesome wail of a lion's roar.
First Aid Kit, with the Lion's Roar, a pair of Swedish sisters, and when I first heard that, Sweden, no, I didn't think so, I'm not kind of obviously American, and I was just thinking as well before, the fact that they're both sisters, it's a bit like the Everly Brothers thing, isn't it, where, you know, genetically, they're both virtually identical in the, you know, in the makeup, physical makeup, and that's why, obviously, you know, rather than getting a singer in and getting somebody that sounds, you know, can do nice harmonies, when you have two people singing like that together that are sisters, then it's just like the same person singing, really. But I mean, there's they're on tour at the moment, actually, and unfortunately I'm not gonna be able to see them, but if you go and have a look on YouTube, they played a gig in Dublin, I think it was, and I was watching it, and by the end of it I was just a mess. I was like blubbering away. Very emotional stuff, very wonderful stuff too. Okay, so we have some Pill, why not? There's Rise coming up after this trail.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music, because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mike Joyce.
BBC 6 Music.
I could be wrong, I could be right, I could be black, I could be white.
Indeed. That is Public Image Limited with Rise. And do you know, Ginger Baker played drums on that track. It doesn't sound like him, does it? They must have tied at least two of his arms behind him for recording that. And I think Bill Laswell produced that track. And I went into his studio in New York. Yeah, me, big man, name dropping. Anyway, and I was in there and there was two empty bottles of Jack Daniels in the corner when I went in. And I said to Bill, oh, have you had a band in? And he said, no, Keith Richards. Those are his two bottles. Scary stuff. Anyway, he's still there, kicking around, ain't he? Good lad. Yes, you're listening to me, Mike Joyce, standing in for Guy Garvey, of course. And I'm going to play, of course, you won't hear any Smiths records here while I'm here, not while I'm in the building, anyway. But we will have a great cover version, Grant Lee Phillips covering Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me. Wonderful, that, isn't it? Didn't want him to interrupt it, really. But I thought he was speaking in hushed tones. That's Grant Lee Phillips, anyway. And last night I dreamt that somebody loved me. And a wonderful rendition. Nearly as good as Jeff Buckley's version of I Know It's Over, actually. It's, you know, that's up there with them, really. It's very difficult, I think, for groups to cover Smith songs. I don't know why. It's just, you know, people say, oh, you can't, you know, you're messing around with the original. But it doesn't bother me, really. But some people, it gets them a little bit irksome. But I think that's rather wonderful. Anyway, listening to me, Mike Joyce, standing in for Guy Garvey, of course. And I promised you that I was going to play you some Beach House earlier on. Here it is. that is Beach House with Lazuli. Absolutely wonderful tune. Okay, I'm going to play you the third track from the Blueprint Sessions now. This was recorded by Johnny Bramall, of course, from I Am Clute. Came out of Blueprint Studios last year, I think it would be now, on the back of Sky at Night, the last album that was released. And he came down and he did this absolutely wonderful version of To the Brink. Here it is.
Do you fancy a drink? I know a place called The Brink. Do you wanna go there? I can buzz off your smile, and there may be people you know there. They've got no rule of thumb, so on the counter I strum with my fingers. I adore the surprise, tomorrow's sunrise, so I'll linger. And I raise a glass, a smile or two. The stuff strips the light from your bones. And I would like to leave with you, but I stay alone. You're the guy on the bus who's not quite one of us. You hear laughter, they won't let you in, 'cause everyone knows what you're after. So you wear the disguise of your brilliant eyes, drenched in flamboyance, and you sit by the bar, much to everyone else's annoyance. And I raise a glass, a smile or two. This stuff strips the light from your bones. And I would like to leave with you, but I stay alone. A smile or two. This stuff strips the light from your bones. And I would like to leave with you, but this stuff strips the light. This stuff strips the light. Stuff strips the light from your bones. From your bones.
Beautiful, that, isn't it? And that's Johnny Bramall, of course, from Iron Clute, and that's To the Brink, and that's the third of your Blueprint Sessions this evening. And, of course, Guy Garvey and Craig Potter, of course, produced that last album, and I think they're in co-production credits at the moment, as we speak, really. And also, hot off the presses, Iron Clute in session, Mark Riley's show, 16th of January. It's a Wednesday night, be there or be oblong. It's going to be a big one, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the new album. I haven't actually heard any of it yet, but very excited about it. to. In fact, I saw them at the Cathedral and the gig that they were playing earlier on. And when he played To The Brink, again, I'm just getting so emotional. And everyone's kind of standing around talking. And yeah, it's great. That, and it's like, I think it's meant to be quite heavy, this song, actually. I think the subject matter is quite serious. Anyway, should we have some Grizzly Bear? Why not? After this trail.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's an old friend with a really good record collection.
It's always great to hear new things.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
Turned into a complete guitar anorak today.
Music is my religion.
A lot of the DJs were or are musicians themselves.
Gee, cold getting dumb, I grew up on that stuff.
Everyone is really in it for the music.
It is a visceral, emotional roller coaster.
Ludicrous snare sound on there.
A music loving radio station.
Nice. Feeling all nice and warm now.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
I'm Keris Matthews.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
This is Giles Peterson.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's always sunshine here on the Hughie Show.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Crenshaw's Funk and Soul Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
Yet again,
Wonderful stuff. That is Grizzly Bear, of course, with Yet Again. And his voice, every time, it's a bit like that Midlake track before. There's something about it. It's just, well, it's funny, isn't it, when you have kind of British artists trying to sound American. And that's always got me, that, over the years. I'm all right about it now, actually, now that I'm an old man. I don't really care anymore. But when I was a young kid, it used to annoy me, actually. And I was like, why are you singing in an American accent? I think, after working with Morrissey, I mean, it's going to be pretty difficult for anybody to sing in an American accent, for me, just because it's like, well, you're British, so try and sing like that, would you? That sounded like Terry Thomas said, you're British, try and sound like, sing like that, would you please, dear chap? Anyway, and yeah, when the Americans sing in an American accent, they don't half do it well. What a load of nonsense, what am I on about? Anyway, when I was trying to get a bit of a set together for tonight, and I was having a look at some of the chilled out tracks. Of course, we've kind of gone a bit chilly for the last hour, and I thought, God, you know what I haven't heard for ages? Dubstar. Dubstar. with the Stars and still going strong. Dubstar, absolutely wonderful voice. And if I don't stop talking, or if I do stop talking, in fact, we might be able to get a couple of more tunes in. So we have some Shins, why not?
I think I...
With Caring Is Creepy. Okay, that's it, kids. I'm done. I just leaves me to say thanks very much for everybody looking after me today and making me sound a lot better than I actually am. And Jessica Hoop will be in the hot seat next week, and I'll leave you with some DJ Shadow with Midnight in a Perfect World. Thanks very much, folks, and I'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a musical ride that across time, space, and genres with the likes of Odyssey, Tame Impala, The Pioneers, Haim, Sly and the Family Stone, Hint, Led Zeppelin, and Starkey. And that's just a slice of what's coming up in the first hour. In the second, well, you know how I flow. I'll be taking it down low, slow and mellow. But that's to come. Right now, a cut from Bjork's new Bastard by Aphelia remix album. This is Crystalline, the Omar Suleiman remix.
جدك روح الحقها هالطويلة يا محلاها ترى اليوم مجبورها يا ريت يبعد جدك